Welcome to the Soul Raver Show. Yeah. EL is stumbling around.
Stumbling around in the blind darkness looking for a key.
Huh. And I'm gonna try not to drop my make my speakers fall over or spill any drinks this time. I promise.
Yes, you've become incredibly clumsy while doing these shows, haven't you? So yes, this is the almighty creator and enemy Lasagna here to entertain you or torture you, depending on your wish.
Yeah, I don't know why you would continue to listen, but hey, have fun with yourself.
But not too much, of course. Hey, you know what I mean, So, what are we up to now? 15, is it?
Yeah, it's 15. Soul Raver Show 15.
Yeah. Wow. 15. Yeah. That's a number. That's definitely a number. Halfway to 30.
Yeah, it's... Wow, we are getting there, man. We're one that when we hit 30, it's just gonna be like, boom, superstar stardom.
Holy crap, we made it past 29. That's what we'll say. So anyway, what?
I'm kind of looking into for the show, since we're on the topic. I'm kind of looking in a way to do a live broadcast, and there's some methods, but some are more different than others. Like there's one tool I've used before. But it doesn't do just audio, it does video as well, so that might be not good for our taste if you're not okay with that. But that's one of the easier things I've seen to use. I don't want to get too complex.
What we're doing right now is pretty easy.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you're interested in the idea, we could always do it to attract more questions and stuff, but
just to get
the idea out there. Just so
I really
you...
doubt that putting our faces on things will attract people. If anything, it's going to frighten people.
Who is that strange British man?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so things have been going well so far. We've been doing a lot of organizing, doing a lot of planning, and I'm a little bit... We've got a brand new coder, if anything. Say hello to Biscuit.
Yeah, Biscuit was in the running for a while, and he finally achieved the dream.
Yeah, ever since Ferial died on us, we've been looking for a new coder to replace him. But then Ferial stopped dying, so now we've just included him into the group without replacing anyone.
I think he's suffering from, Ferial right now is suffering from severe rigor mortis, because he's not really doing much still, but he's getting on it.
Yeah, he's a little bit stiff, and not in that way.
Thanks for that.
Don't worry. Anyway, so I think we better get this over with before we start making too much of a fool of ourselves. Where are we? Shall we go in?
Yeah, why not? Let's entertain the peoples by answering their questions.
Okay. Wilson says, what is the reason behind hit points? Soul points. That's what S stands for, right?
Yeah. Okay. Soul power. I'm not going to spoil it because I think there's actually a better meaning that will spoil. Oh, phone call! That's annoying. I'm gonna walk out of the room for a second. Can you answer that question?
Brilliant. Anyway, where am I?
Hello.
Okay. Why don't you mute your mic or something?
Yeah,
oh, good. Anyway, what is the reason behind the HP, SP, and substats amounts are shown in a public viewable character pane? Well, let's see, hit points are to show how alive you are. Soul points are to show how much of 5 you have. We haven't actually implemented a use for that. And substat amounts are to show you how much growing you've done since the start of the game.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll make sure to do that. Do you think you were going to pick us in the morning?
Oh, right, wait. And the reason behind why they
are
showable on the character page? Probably because of some reason that I don't know. I think Satan actually answered this. Let me check.
Yeah, so you're
going to
be here in the morning.
Clicking on messages. Okay. Oh yeah, Satan answered this, and what he said was that the hit points, SP, and substats were shown mostly for debugging reasons.
I'll figure it out.
We just haven't removed them yet. They won't be there in beta. And the second question, which is...
Where is it?
Oh, here it is. Why is the date and day of counter creation of a private character page shown as year, month, day, while the public viewable page is month, day, deaf, and year? That's a really trivial thing. Anyway, because and apparently the reason is because Furiel made two different functions to manipulate times and such, or he forgot to apply the functions he made to the one and the private page, to the one on the private page. And Satan's saying that he's a bit iffy on player name logged in thing, and he'll ask the rest of the team what they think, and he actually hasn't asked us anything, and I don't actually understand what the problem is.
I'm back.
Hey.
What questions did you answer from Wilson, if you haven't got...
The first two, I think.
Okay, perfect.
I don't know.
Because those were kind of... Satan was right when he posted in the forum. I can understand why he did it, because we wouldn't be able to answer those questions perfectly accurately, so I don't blame him.
Yeah. I kind of went into a trance when kind of reading them, because I just couldn't... I stopped thinking and just read. I didn't actually take in anything I read, so it's as if I never read them.
So yeah, did you remember what Satan said about those things? Did you just talk about that?
Absolutely not. I just read it out and I didn't take any of it in. Weird.
Well, Satan made this post. We actually deleted it in the sake of question answering, but
I copied it down and kept.
Oh
it
yeah,
because
you did.
I'm not an idiot. I wouldn't do that. Well, I'm not much of an idiot anyway.
Yeah, he said it was mostly just for coding purposes. That's
yeah,
pretty much it.
Actually reading this, he said it was for debugging reasons.
Debugging. Either of those debugging goes with coding, so there we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right and he's right.
Third question from Wilson says, KOL is associated with a sort of martini guy. Will Solriver have a mascot, which the player can connect the game to? It's called the Black Disco Ball of Death.
Yeah, it's the disco ball, and to a certain extent, I think the logo will be a big part too, like that shirt I made.
Yeah,
and God, that was a nice shirt. And that when I make the shirts, the thing I have to do with the shirts is I have to vectorize them. I have to make them into, if you have any idea about vectoring, it's a lot neater than raster graphics, which is what I use for the shirt. So if you look really close at it, it looks kind of blocky.
Well,
it looks very unclean.
All I know is that it's just for saying it, is now with added vectoring.
Yeah, I was thinking when I was coming back today, back to the house, I was thinking maybe I'll just make some mock-up designs, because I had some nice ideas for shirts that we could do.
Mm.
Just later when we have a store, it's always nice to have ideas on the back end, you know?
Yeah, note them down. I think we need to make a game before we make a store, though.
I know, I'm just saying, that's why I said write them down somewhere so we don't forget.
Sure thing. And four is...
Okay,
What is the... Sorry, from Wilson again, it's... There. Question four is, what is the singular form of monies? Money? Money? Or monies? So
I don't know, did we agree on monies? Because I'm kind of, I don't know what the big deal is with that. I thought it was going to be money, just not too, you know, weird like that. I don't know. Did we agree on that? Did we decide it would be monies?
We didn't actually agree on anything, we just wrote it down.
Oh, so we could change it later then, I hope.
I said monies, and Satan said monies, and then he pressed a little button, and now the game says monies, and so it's monies.
I'm with Satan on the monies, you know. We'll decide something. It's not important right now. We'll just let the players have their fun with trying to figure out what the singular form of monies is.
If you really, really don't like it, we could invent our own name for our currency, like the staggering pew.
And Wilson has a bunch of improvement ideas. Display player name. Display a player name logged in when people in their chat. This probably won't be a problem right now, but when the more people do this, it's going to be really annoying.
Yeah,
really annoying.
I think that'll happen. You know, we could do what we did with what KOL did, which is some of the context.
Wilson says you turn this function off, like give them the option. But even then, you know, who knows?
Again, we could always do it with the contact lists, and so if people on your contact list come on, then they alert you that they've logged on.
Yeah, I think that's I don't know, Wilson, I won't speak for you, but I think the idea you're trying to get across is, oh, maybe I'll see my friend hop into chat, you know? I think that's just what the contact list will accomplish, so it's probably not a necessary feature.
Speaking of which, Satan is working desperately hard on the contact list. Desperately hard.
Desperately hard. Sounds like an action movie. Desperately hard.
Actually, it sounds like a porno, but yeah.
Both. I was about to say and a porno, but desperately hard and...
Can we stop about things which are desperately hard?
Yes, let's continue.
You see, this is why I say that SBF has an addiction and obsession with gay porn.
Yeah. Wilson continues, because he gave me these improvement ideas more probably because all the ones he did last time were put in, so he thinks he'll get on a lucky streak. Display the error messages a little more prominently when sending a message. Display an error message at the store is something we've definitely got to do, because the thing that bugged me about the Pure Insanity was that I couldn't tell if I had enough money because it never displayed mm-hmm. if I got it or if I didn't. Mm-hmm. Well, it said, you bought one item, but I could never be sure with the way the code works. You know, it's not exactly a uniform, neat, and complete, so that'll definitely go in.
Alright, okay.
Allow multiple types of items to be sent in one message. Yes. And remove the single quote from before and after messages. I do not know this for sure, but I think it is a coding thing that I've read about this in the manuals for it. Apparently, those characters, if you have a...
Go on.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. He's talking about the quote. I was thinking of the slashes. I looked at that character and I thought he meant the slashes that are in the messages before.
This is why our creator does no coding whatsoever. He can't tell.
But I did know what the alternate meaning of his message would be if that's what he asked.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, Wilson, I think that little quote there is just for the hell of it.
Did you just say you were answering a very different question to the one he was asking?
It had to do with quotes, but not in that context. I would have answered it correctly.
I like the idea that you're answering a different question. If you just asked a different question, then my answer would be relevant. But no, you had to ask that one.
Also, forget it.
All right. Okay. Should we move on, or is there more you want to talk about?
No. I mean, I think Wilson has some pretty. Yeah, he has more technical questions this time around, which I sometimes like.
We need to get a coder on the show.
Satan doesn't like to talk for a very specific reason. Spiriel is never around.
Well, his vocal cords are in rigor mortis, so he wouldn't be able to speak much anyway.
I think Biscuit might have to come on the show one of these days. I know what we'll do. We'll have Almighty Creator, EL, Biscuit, and EMD show. It'll be like a quadruple threat.
Yeah. Good luck getting EMD to do the show without...
Don't want to make fun of her, but I don't know why she won't do it.
Good luck getting either of them to do a show without a mic.
Oh, you're serious? Neither of them have mics?
Neither of them have mics.
Okay, I'm going to go to the Best Buy. I'm going to buy two good quality mics, and I will ship them to... I will ship it to their address.
So you're going to ship one to California, and the other one to... Where is it? Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
I will do that if I have to.
Okay. Yes. Good for you. You see, I would, but it's even more expensive from here. Plus, they probably wouldn't.
I can imagine, because I'm in the continental United States, so it's cheaper.
And, yeah. Words.
I think we should, NC Sorcerer says, I think we should put a padlock on this thread that says, no Satan's allowed.
I agree.
Hey. God. I don't think you should, I don't think it's that big of a deal,
Satan.
But I guess
message
PM your answer is a good response.
Yes. Message the answer to us. Do not reveal it to the public. It is forbidden knowledge!
Forbidden knowledge indeed.
Where are we now?
EMD having a miscellaneous show problems.
What? Where? Blah. What are you saying?
In the thread below that one post. She has miscellaneous show problems.
What? Oh yeah, sorry. I had no idea what you were talking about. Yeah, by the way, you were meant to put a song in the previous show and it just didn't put on.
I think I may have forgotten or just decided not to. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing anymore with this operation. I was probably in a rush when I did that, so.
That's brilliant. It's just like, okay.
I love disappointing the people because I was going to put a nice song, too.
Okay, I'm going to put a song in this one. Okay, bye. Silence.
The song is actually the song is actually so low.
The sound of silence, the literal version. You don't know that song?
No, I don't. But I do know. But I do now know that song. What is it? Is that a song or is it just like a poem? Word disassociation.
Even when Lurk says more stuff, she keeps on saying stuff. Why does she keep on saying stuff? Oh, okay, anyway. Pizza Pimp is saying, well, I'm back from the jaws of a Kraken. Will there be any other dev people in the game, like Fairreal? No.
Fry?
Yeah.
Since when has Fry from Futurama been working for us? Did someone not tell me something?
That's weird. I was thinking Stephen Fry. Weird. Anyway.
We are on two different pages, I'm afraid.
Yes, two different pages of two completely different books. Somehow in the same library.
Wait, don't you... I mean, I'm not in the library over there, y'all. I mean, I'm over here, so... In completely different places, too.
Ways to fail at metaphors. Anyway, so, yeah,
I love breaking those things down. It's my job.
Yeah. So, anyway, Fairreal put himself into the game, which I don't know exactly how I feel about. I'm not entirely thrilled that he put himself into the game like that.
It's going to be killed mercilessly from beta and will never happen again.
We had
so.
A couple of problems with the use of...
With the word slut.
We have the choice of words. Apparently,
I had to say it because then people would have no idea what we were talking about.
Because you removed it. Anyway, yeah, there's this problem that we've been having with the devs is they feel... The coders especially feel that they can just add whatever the hell content they want. And for the most part, they can, since it's still alpha, but they need to get out of that habit pretty soon once we start doing serious
and
stuff.
And hey, I'll give them some credit. Even I do it sometimes just for fun.
I know you do. Yeah, I don't know.
Dirty shovel, anyone?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just, about it. Not too thrilled about it, but I guess it has to be done to show people we're still alive.
Still alive. I'm glad. I didn't notice this until recently, but
yeah.
I think the internet finally got over still alive.
Oh.
They stopped quoting it all the time.
No, they're still quoting it. In fact, I think we've just quoted.
But not
it.
As frequently, dude. Have you ever been on a dig thread and all that website?
No.
Almost everything. Well, almost every link posted, there was usually at least one mention of Still Alive, and it drove me insane.
Right, well, you know, the song is Still Alive, so... Need to place it low.
The meme is still alive, but not as much as it was before.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm fiddling with my dice. My pretty, pretty shiny dice. I actually...
Not marbles.
They're not marbles, they're dice. I mean, I actually got some professional casino-quality dice a while ago to add to my little collection. And they're all red and white. They look like strawberries and cream. You know, big strawberries, tiny blobs of cream. And when you roll them all together, they sound like this. And I got three.
Oh, God.
I got three.
Ow!
I warned you.
Ow! I'm wearing little tiny little headphones here.
This is a terrible roll. I got three ones, a two, and a three. This is terrible.
And I got a headache.
Excellent. My work here is done.
It's like a bunch of dice rolling around in my skull.
Well, that's pretty much what it is since you're wearing headphones. Oh, by the way,
exactly.
I warn everyone that before listening to what I have just made you listen to, stop listening so that you don't go deaf.
Oh wait, too late.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I think I'm gonna. I think when you upload the show, I'm going to download it, cut that before that, and then re-upload it.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No.
I'm kidding. Then I would ruin the joke.
What's brilliant is it just reminds me of this package that I saw of this cake, and at the very underneath the packet, it says, "Do not turn upside down."
Well, then it's too. Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. It's like more like a "Hey, screw you, idiot!" than a actual warning.
Yeah, and I've actually got there used to be this sign out next near my house. There isn't anymore. They got rid of it. But there used to be the sign, which you know what the London Underground is, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was a sign that showed underground, 800 meters up. And they removed the sign, so I couldn't take a picture of it. It was really sad, because that was like the only stupid sign I'd ever seen, like, in real life, that was right next door.
I've seen at least two stupid town names in my lifetime, and I died.
Yeah,
and both times they were on the highway, so I could never take pictures of them in time.
Yeah, we got some pretty strange town names in around England as well. I can't remember any of them, but I know there are. Oh yeah, there's this one in Cornwall, which is called St. Ossel, but everyone calls it Snozzle.
Hmm.
Which is fun to say. Say it. Snozzle.
Snozzle.
Snozzle. Snozzle. Snozzle. It sounds like a pet name for a cat.
Hey, little Snozzly, come over here.
Yeah, our creator's cats is right there right now, and he calls him Snozzle from now on. Anyway, let's continue with these questions. Let's see. The flying spaghetti monster and all his noodly appendageness is saying, what do you think of the color purple? Well,
fuck Wilson.
See, I told you, gay porn. Anyway, what is your favorite show? What's your favorite show?
My favorite show. Right now.
Let me guess the full Monty.
No. Fail. Arrested Development is probably my favorite show ever.
I don't think I've seen that. What is it?
It is a show about an arrested developer. It's true. Well, the arrested developer and his
You've
family.
You've told me absolutely nothing about the show so far.
Wikipedia. It compels you.
No, I don't wanna. Anyway.
But it just compelled you.
Yeah, well, I don't feel compelling today. I'm in quite a low-down mood today. It's strange. Weird. Maybe it's because of a lack of things to do. Lack of people to talk to. Oh, well. Oh, what was it? What movie do I like? I don't know. I would say one of the Monty Python ones, but that's a bit more. Oh, I know. The Cube. The Cube is the best movie ever. I recommend that everyone goes and see The Cube. Bear in mind that there are two movies that have similar titles. One is called Cube, which is about people stuck in a room of a labyrinth of adjacent cubes, which is not the one I'm talking about, although that's a good movie. The movie I'm talking about is called The Cube, made by Jim Henson before he went full-time into Muppets. It is absolutely surreal. If you know anything about me, when you see this, you'll understand why I like it.
Also, there's a video game called Portal, which stars a cube.
Yeah, the companion cube. Good thing.
I still need to watch The Cube, I'm sorry, don't kill me.
I won't kill you, but, you know, you're...
I still have it in my Firefox bookmarks.
The important thing is I got our artist to see it, and she needs to draw something from it. So, yeah, if you want to go to see The Cube, just do a Google search for it on Google Video called The Cube Rare Color Version or something, or even do a Wikipedia search for The Cube. If it redirects to The Cube rather than Cube, as I said before, and down below there should be a link to say Watch The Cube. That Wikipedia actually tells you to watch it. It's brilliant.
Which... Also, while you're watching Cube, play the N Plus level.
Oh, right, yeah, that thing.
That is, as soon as I saw that, I decided to get N Plus, just for the heck of it. And yeah, since I'm a complete and utter beginner, could not make my way around
that level at all. I haven't been playing N, you know, the ninja game, for those who aren't aware of what N is.
So is it supposed to be Ninja Plus? Is that like what it's supposed to mean, or is it just
me? Yeah, actually. It's because it started off as a Flash game, and then the guy thought, wait a minute, I can make it better. And so he made it better. And now he's making money off it by DS releases and PSP. And, yeah, he hasn't stopped letting us download it for free, so I'm taking advantage of that. I made this level ages ago, based off the movie Cube, not The Cube. It's basically one of, you know, it's a lot of rooms that look exactly the same. You have to find the switch to open the door, and there are rooms that are safe, and there are rooms that will kill you. I haven't actually been playing N for some time, so when I tried to play my level again, I kind of realized just how hard it was. Yes, you're allowed to laugh. But, just so you don't laugh too much, I have completed it. But that's probably because I knew where the switch was hidden, and I also knew which rooms were safe. And I'm actually surprised just how easy some of my traps are to pass, and how two of them are repeating, which is... I thought they were all unique, but I was wrong. I didn't realize it was so boring. What's annoying is my favorite trap, which is the one that just kills you without rhyme or reason in one of there, is the one that you're least likely to get to because it's surrounded by so many other traps. Well, maybe someone will go into it. I don't know. It's just I lined the room with springs, and the game is set up so that if you touch a spring that pushes you into a wall, it kills you. And that was just a surprising little glitch that I decided to exploit. I've exploited a lot of glitches in that creative level.
Exploiter. Exploiters never prosper.
I'm prospering right now, thank you very much. So yeah, for those who are very curious, I would like you to all play my level 4 N, which is linked to and given all the code of which you can, and instructions of which to include it into your game, in this very forum. And I even put it on the KOL forum, but nobody cares. Nobody cares. No one cares. No one cares at all. Moving on.
EL, don't stay alive, man.
Oh, believe me, I shall stay alive. Can people stop doing shows alone? Ta-da!
Yay! Yeah, I was hoping of being ironic and starting before EL, but nope, I'm not cruel like that.
Well, you could have started before me. I wouldn't have cared. I don't know, I'm not in the best of moods today. I wouldn't have minded if you did it without me.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew it. I guessed, and I was right, I guess. Hmm. You can tell by the way EL isn't constantly singing that he seems downer in the dumps than usual.
I'm not down in the dumps. I'm just not as... I don't know. I guess...
Not as away from the dumps.
I'm not as...
You are in slightly closer proximity to them, but not in them.
Yeah, I've got a trailer. Anyway, the next time I give something, remind them to ignore me, says the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Oh yeah, the end game. Yep. If it's one thing I've got a reputation for, it's forgiving people stuff to hate me for. Excellent.
Yay. Hopefully one of those things is not Slow River.
1,500 members now? How many of them are...
Divide 1,500 by 3, and I think you'll get 500 actual unique players. Maybe I'm being a bit overly, maybe it's 700,
We do 1,500, that's the number, divided by 3, because it's likely everyone has at least 2 multis, and also, and you know, it's the average, because some people have more, some people have less. Take away 6, as that's the number of dev teams there are, divide by 2 to get rid of all the bots, divide by 5 to get rid of all the accounts that don't actually play anymore. You know, they logged in, stopped playing. And then take away 7 for the... You have to take away several more. What was the name of all those accounts that got deleted? Between what and what?
There's 100 maybe?
Take away 100 to get rid of all the accounts that Satan deleted, and we have minus 50.6 actual accounts.
Yeah. It's true.
Really, we don't actually have that many players so yet.
NC Sorcerer says that any ideas on when to expect more community features?
More stars will probably do after beta. More channels will probably do after beta. Clans will probably do after beta. PvP we're definitely doing after. We've actually got a pretty interesting idea for PvP, even if I do say so myself.
I think clans should go in soon. I think clans should actually go in earlier.
I'm not
than
so
beta.
Sure. I think that is
the thing that's important that I've noticed in online communities is that the forming of groups is really important for the whole, you know. Oh, hey, remember that time back in 2003 when we exploited that bug, and it was all good times?
How do you exploit a blog, I'm thinking about?
Blackmail?
And you have to get them to write good things. That's what we should do.
We should exploit blogs
with blackmail and get them to pay for us. And
you know, we're giving them ideas. They might just start exploiting ours.
They exploit us. They haven't got anything on us to blackmail besides, you know, EMD's fear of spiders and my wish to.
Well, we have Earl to take care of that.
We have Earl to take care of EMD. Earl the spider to take care of EMD's fear of spiders.
If she's exposed to him enough, then she'll grow to love spiders like
Earl's her own. Cuddly. He's a very cuddly spider, sort of.
He's a camel spider. He's an eight-legged freak.
Yes, but freaks are awesome. All of my friends are freaks.
That's a good thing to hear. Especially since I'm one of your friends.
What, you're not a freak? Aren't you a freak?
No.
No, all of
I'm a super freak.
Freaks, if you ask me. If you're not a freak, you're not an interesting person. And also, you're an interesting person if you're that makes you a freak. Freaks are interesting people. That's how I think of it.
I'm looking at the pictures of the camel spider again, and it's
well,
terrifying.
I don't know. I've grown to like it. You know those two things in front of its face? Those are actually teeth.
Those what?
Are teeth. Those are huge fangs. And it doesn't actually have 10 legs. It's got 8 legs and 2 claws, just like a scorpion. Adorable, eh? Okay. How much time have we been doing this for? We've been doing this for roughly half an hour. Anything you wish to be telling us, Almighty Creator?
Well, we're not a KOL parody. I can go with that again.
You know, there is something I would like to add. We are doing a lot of work. Right now what we're working on is quests, and that's in terms of writing. We've got the first 2 quests and are practically written down. We still have to do a little bit of polishing off and a little bit of writing. And what we're going to be doing in the hopefully near future, I'm hoping by the end of October, maybe even the beginning or midway of November, possibly onto December, and if not, maybe onto January, and if not that, then you get the idea. Then I'm hoping that we can start slowly transisting into beta, and you'll know when we'll transist to beta, because everything you see is gone, because everything you know is wrong. Up is down, left is right, and short is long, and everything that was so important doesn't really matter now, because the simple fact remains that everything you know is wrong. Just forget the words and sing along, and I know I have screwed up this song.
Well, I think we should tell people our relic policy.
No.
Since we
decided it.
We have to tell EL, you don't understand. We have to tell them because it's such a big issue. Everyone is talking about it.
Well,
it's like,
let me say it. People, collect relics as you wish. They shall stay in the game, but not as you know them. You will get recognition for having multiple relics of certain types. That is all. Good enough for you? Good enough for you?
I don't know,
I
guess.
May the speculation begin! Shall we end up now? Is there more to do?
Well, I'm trying to think because I have this. I always have this nagging feeling that I have forgotten to say something. Lots of things I could say that are nothing to do with Soul Reaver. But so I guess we should end.
8 dice. I wonder what happens.
What?
All at once.
Oh God!
Wow,
that hurts. That really hurts.
On a single dice. Die.
That hurts.
11. Wonderful stuff. Oh, and I got 6s everywhere. 6s. This is actually a much better roll than last time, especially since I got all of them.
Did you have 3 6s and,
No, I've got a lot of polyhedral dice now. They're so pretty. I've been fiddling around with them for ages. My favourite one is probably the D12, my little yellow gem D12. It's so neglected, but it's so fun to roll. And I got a 9! Woohoo! Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry for destroying all of your ears, but not that much. So, shall we end off? Are you going to put a song at the end of this, by the way?
Probably not. I don't think we're ready for the awesomeness that is my music library.
Yeah, we should not put a song in this. So, are we ending?
Yeah, one last thing though. When we do Radio Soul Reaver, I'm totally gonna be a DJ.
But I'd like you to be a little less
Stop
optimistic.
It! You're crushing my dreams.
A radio station at such an early stage.
You're so negative, man. I'm optimist here, man.
Yeah.
Satan says I am the realist, like that whole spiders thing.
You're definitely something. I don't know what.
Dude, was it just me or in that spiders conversation? Did you just not notice the fact that there was a spider on the pedal? She stepped on it
and
died.
No, I didn't notice that until you pointed it out.
yeah. Yeah, EL, her car would have rushed into solid brick at 40 miles an hour, and Satan says tack's not the realist here, or is.
Sorry, I've lost complete track of what we're talking about. Weren't we supposed to be...
Yeah. Then I think we should end. I think we should end for reals now.
New song. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, playmates. And now, for no reason at all, I'm going to sing you a little song that made me famous. The song that I made famous. Well, anyway, one of us is very good, and I entitle it The Bee. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, whiling away the passing hours, pinching all the pollen from the cauliflowers. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying round the garden, the sweetest ever seen, taking back the honey to the dear old queen. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, making hay while time is ripe, building up the honeycomb just like tripe. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flying all around the wild hedgerows, stinging all the cows upon the parson's nose. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Same bee. Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a healthy, grown-up, busy, busy bee, visiting the picnics, quite a little tease, raising little lumps upon the Boy Scouts' knees. I'd like to be a busy, busy bee, being just as busy as a bee can be, flirting with a butterfly strong upon the wing. Whoopee, oh, death, what is thy sting? Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Bzz, 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 honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, sting me. Silly bee song, isn't it? Oh, what a glorious thing to be, a nice, obedient, busy, busy bee. To be a good bee, one must contrive, for bees in a beehive must be hive. But maybe I wouldn't be a bee. Bees are all right when alive, you see. When bees die, you really should see 'em pinned on a card in a Mookie museum. Honeybee, honeybee, bzz, if you like, but don't sting me. Honeybee, honeybee, I must buzz off. Bzz, if you like, but don't sting me.